Now that we have spent some time reviewing the background of the resting indices, the limitations of FFR, and the benefits of IFR, let's look more closely at the diastolic pressure ratio, or DPR. Over the years, as IFR has gained in popularity, becoming well recognized for its large amount of clinical evidence and its ease of use, Boston Scientific has changed its competitive approach. As mentioned, in the early days, Boston Scientific and other competitors worked to discredit the IFR technology. Then they began to tout the benefits of PDPA, a resting index, which they claim is just the same as IFR. Now competitors are coming full circle and have begun to develop me-too resting indices to compete with IFR. Let's start by looking at the definition of DPR. DPR is the average PDPA ratio across the whole of diastole from the dicrotic notch to 50 milliseconds before the upstroke of the next cardiac beat. They then compared this to IFR. If you recall, IFR is the ratio of PDPA measured during the wave-free period, which starts 25% after the dicrotic notch and extends to 15% before the systolic upstroke. In other words, DPR is measured over a larger window than IFR. In fact, the DPR window contains all of the data measured by IFR, plus extra data taken from outside of the wave-free period. But more data is not necessarily better. During the creation of IFR, the wave-free period was carefully selected to maximize the discriminatory power of the indice while minimizing noise associated with the dicrotic notch and systole.